This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The Revenue Estimating Conference meets Friday to put an official number on the mid-year budget shortfall and start the wheels moving on cuts, anticipated to exceed $300 million. Where will the axe fall?
Because higher ed and parts of healthcare are not protected, I believe, and once again, sadly, that we're going to take a large part of the burden.
Higher Education Commissioner Joe Rallo appears unruffled as he lists the sobering facts.
If we take another budget reduction mid-year, it will be the 13th budget reduction in 13 years. We have lost well over half of our budget over the past 6 years. We are 50 out of 50 in the bottom. We are the least funded along any of the measures that you look at by a significant amount.
But there's a fire in Rallo's eyes as he talks about a new report being drafted by the Board of Regents, outlining higher education needs and possible solutions.
We can no longer assume that we're ever going to get money back, so we have to write size our budget initiatives against what we have.
Those involve making TOPS a scaled award, 80% tuition for freshmen, moving up to 100% for those in their junior and senior years, and requiring heavier course loads to keep the scholarships. There's also a twinkle in Rallo's eye as he talks about one of the ideas.
One of our recommendations is to look at naming rights for TOPS. For example, TOPS scholarship brought to you by a name of a corporation. They would pay for that opportunity.
A desperate measure? Perhaps. But he says these are desperate times.
Everyone indicates that higher ed is a priority, but priorities to me are funded.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.